as we've been reporting for days, thousands of protesters have gathered at the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin, to voice their disapproval of Governor Scott Walker's attempts to severely limit the collective bargaining rights of public employees. Now, Dan and Lee Ross are artists who make their home in Hovland. They just returned from a trip to visit family in Madison, where they have often participated in a large art fair, but there was no art fair this time. Welcome, Lee and Dan.
Oh, thank you.
So how did you end up at the protest demonstrations in the Wisconsin State Capitol?
Well, of course, we've been hearing it on the news and following it. Dan grew up in Madison, and we were listening to Wisconsin Public Radio all the way down in our drive down to Madison. And it's, you know, we just really wanted to see democracy in action. The state capitol there is very open to the public, and because of the participating that we do with the art fair on the square, we are used to going into the capitol and know it very well.
So that's where the art fair is held, right?
We set up our booth right by the Capitol. It's right on the street, right outside the Capitol.
Now, I suspect that happens in the summertime.
Yes.
So when you were there now, what did you hear from the protesters?
Well, it was amazing. We went the first, we got there Tuesday night, and we drove down to see what was going on. And they had the Capitol. First of all, the Capitol is a replica of the one in Washington, D.C., and the streets all emanate from it. It's like the center of the city, and the streets emanate from it like the spokes on a wheel. And there are 8 streets leaving the Capitol, and all the streets on Tuesday night were blocked off with squad cars that were running their lights. There were all kinds of TV crews, and I don't know if they were gearing up because of the Walker speech that night, the fireside chat. But anyway, so we didn't get out and go walk in, but then we decided that, because we were going to visit Dan's mom, but we decided the next morning we were going to go in. So on Wednesday morning, we go over there, grab a cup of coffee, and decide that we're going to go into the Capitol, and see people going in this one door. We had heard that, you know, some of it was closed off, and we had seen on the news where they were, you know, using metal detectors and things on people. Well, we walk in this door of the Capitol, and there's a line of police. There's 4 police on either side of us. And Dan says, well, is it all right if we come in? And one of the police spokeswomen, she said, sure, we're the welcoming committee. And we could tell they were very relaxed, and they were, you know, there was no searching or anything like that. They just, you know, said, sure, come on in. And then right away we noticed, again, it's like spokes on the wheel. Once there was a kid inside the Capitol, too, this long hallway. And right away there were all these homemade signs that were taped up everywhere on the marble walls and marble columns. And so we head down this long hallway. And so one of the first signs was, this is a peaceful demonstration, keep it peaceful. And you come out into the rotunda, which is, there's more light in there, and people are milling about, getting ready. It was the 10th day, so it's kind of a battle-weary scene. But, again, there were signs everywhere. These are some of the signs that we saw in there. Bucky doesn't bust union. If you can read this, thank a teacher. Enjoy your weekend, thank a union. The new state motto, it was forward, spelled backwards.
I saw that one, yeah.
Yeah. I protect your family from the criminally insane. Remember that. So it was very, amazing to go in there and see the incredible diversity of people. They were all ages, all races. These people were in it for the long haul. It was a very surreal thing, too, because they had 4 huge screen TVs going. They were filibustering. And so that was going on. So it was very quiet because everybody was listening.
So anything but rowdy.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was very peaceful. And they were just, you know, gearing up for the day. It was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Now, we've been hearing and reading about a lot of pizza deliveries to the protesters.
Yeah, that was really
interesting. Did you get a slice?
We heard that story on the way down, and we thought, well, what a great story. You know, people are in solidarity around the world with what's going on. You know, and so people have been ordering pizzas from this one small pizza company down there. And in fact, it was interesting, in the Capitol, you saw that they had recycled the pizza boxes and turned them into demonstration signs, and so that was another use for the pizza.
But did you get a slice of pizza?
No.
Oh, you didn't. I'm sorry. What sticks in your mind about your Madison experience now that you're back home in Homeland?
It was just incredibly emotional. Just seeing democracy in action, to know that there are people that are, you know, sacrificing, you know, work days, and they're out there on the front line. Dan and I have always worked for ourselves and made our own living. And so, you know, we've been able to determine our own future. And so I can't imagine not having a say in your future, which is what collective bargaining is really about. I really applaud what the people are doing down there. And I was so emotional when I walked out of the Capitol. I had to call somebody. I was just very emotional and very proud of being an American and seeing, you know, this. There's something about the Wisconsin State Capitol. They've always made it a very public space. They have a farmer's market that they close off the square around there every Saturday in the summer. They have concerts and open the lawn up for concerts. And so it's a wonderful Capitol, and it was just a very amazing experience.
Well, we've been talking with Lee Ross. She and her husband Dan are artists making their home here in Hovland, and just came back from participating, or at least observing, a good bit of the demonstrations at State Capitol in Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for taking time this morning to talk with us, Lee.
Yeah, thank you.